Действительно, национальный план.
Yes, there was a national plan that was adopted in 2017, and it runs until 2025. But it should also be noted that when we received recommendations from the committee in 2022, following our initial report, the recommendations were also factored into the national plan. So I would like to stress that this is not a document that remains unchanged. We constantly introduce new measures, and so it is very much a living instrument. I would also like to note that one of the recent changes that we made to the national plan was to assess progress in the measures that are set out for its implementation. We adopted a system of criteria, 37 criteria, which cover the main areas of life and reflect the situation of persons with disabilities in various spheres, in healthcare, in education, sports, culture, employment, and forming a positive attitude towards disability in society. In this way, we have set up a national monitoring system for that national plan of action. Furthermore, as I was saying, implementation of the national plan is overseen by the government and the president. Annually, we submit information regarding the fulfillment of the plan. I would say that today, as a coordinating body, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs has five core partners, large voluntary associations that we cooperated with. These are the Belarusian Society of Deaf Persons, the Voluntary Association of Persons with Disabilities, the Belarusian Association of the Visually Impaired, the Belarusian Society for Children and Young People with Disabilities. Those are our main partners that work with us at present. There's also the National Association of Wheelchair Users. That's one more association that has specific interests and helps people with locomotor impairments. You quite rightly noted that not all legal persons can have their issues regulated as such, but we have a specific mechanism for the consideration of petitions by citizens where persons with disabilities can request decisions at various levels, from executive government bodies, even as far as the president's administration. I would also like to note that today we have public interviews on Saturdays where local and national level officials receive the public, and they hold a phone hotline that any citizen can call into. Also, in the upper chamber of parliament, the Council of the Republic, each month, almost, there are such interviews any citizen can register to take part if they believe that at the local level their problems cannot currently be resolved. That is perhaps the most important and the most effective mechanism we have, where citizens can directly set out the problems they have. I can give you my example as a deputy minister. We very often receive claims from various target groups of persons with disabilities. For instance, recently, we've had claims from the families raising children with disabilities. As was rightly noted in one of the comments and recommendations by the committee, we have a certain gap between the volume of assistance provided to children up to the age of 18 and following the child reaching the age of 18. For families with children with disabilities, we organize round tables and meetings to discuss these issues. I would like to say that the results of these meetings have led to changes to the legislation, which entered into force starting in July this year. The first example that I would like to give, if a child is being raised in a family, a child with a disability, then there is a benefit paid for the other children up to the age of 18. In the law on state benefits, we've included a norm that when a child with a disability reaches 18, then the benefits continue to be paid to the other children in the family. There is also assistance for mothers raising children with disabilities, and a second norm that we have, care for a child with disabilities can be paid for if the children are if the parents are working part-time or are at home. There are also benefits provided under the first group of disability and for parents providing care to those children. There are questions raised regularly about children with disabilities. We deal with these directly and during meetings that we hold.
Mm-hmm.